Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Look, I always love having these chats. And illness anxiety disorder, is that sort of, is that what we used to say, hypochondriac?
Yes, it's sort of similar to hypochondriasis. So hypochondriasis was a diagnosis in the previous version of the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. But illness anxiety disorder has actually replaced that term, in part because the diagnostic criteria were really difficult to define, but also because it's a bit of a negative term. You know, I think the idea about calling people a hypochondriac is pretty... pretty blaming. It sort of tells someone that everything's all in their head, but we know it's not all in their head. These people experience symptoms that are real, they're just all consumed by the worries about them.
Yeah, look, of course the term hypochondriac had gone on to be very, very negative and really have that flavour of you're just faking it. Look, are we seeing an uptick in illness anxiety disorder? People used to very much worry about people Googling symptoms and being able to kind of get themselves anxious and worried. Have we seen an uptick in sort of modern times?
I think there's not enough research on that. It's a really good question about whether the prevalence rates are changing. But we don't have enough research to know whether it's more prevalent now than before. In my own research, I'm noticing a lot younger people are seeking help. I mean, that's a good thing because we're getting young people that are asking for help and support for their anxiety. But the other issue is that we're getting young people that have been experiencing illness anxiety for years. So it's already a chronic condition by the time they see us. So I'm not sure whether that's in part related to Google or just because there's a little bit more awareness around anxiety, but it's something that we need to study further.
Were you surprised by the young people? I mean, is there a demographic you'd normally associate with illness anxiety disorder?
I mean, normally I would have associated with a little bit older, so maybe more middle-aged people who are concerned about their health, which is understandable because health changes and, you know, when you get older, you're around people that are getting sick, and so it's sort of more at the forefront of your mind. But yes, I was really shocked to find out that there were people... you know, as young as 18, our cutoff for a recent trial that we did was 18. But these individuals had been experiencing this for years. So I was very shocked because it was something that I hadn't really thought had affected young people as much as it did, as it does.
Anxiety disorders, which I assume that we kind of pop in illness anxiety disorder with, they often get a bit of a short shrift because people don't seem to understand the difference between having a bit of concern about something and when that anxiety becomes problematic. I mean, how do we define illness anxiety disorder?
So there's a few things, because I think everyone will experience a bit of worry about their health or notice a new symptom and get concerned about that. And usually that's pretty normal and it goes away. But there's a few things that we would use to determine whether that's sort of gotten too much and it is consuming their lives too much. So the first thing is that the anxiety is often uncontrollable. So people who experience this find it really difficult to get control over their thoughts and their feelings around illness. It's also very disabling and debilitating, so it's really impacting on their lives. And it's also excessive, so it's more than what we would typically expect based on the symptoms that they're experiencing or how long these anxieties usually last.
This is clearly beyond, oh, my elbow's playing up, I'm just going to Google and see what it might be.
Yeah, exactly. This is Googling to an extreme degree. So, you know, I've seen clients that have spent hours Googling their symptoms and really can't get a handle over that. And they're worried on a daily basis or wake up with a dread that they'll die or that they're sick and that there's something wrong that people, that the doctors have just not been able to discover.
Is there any correlation between it and other mental illness problems?
Yes, there's a correlation between illness anxiety and some other anxiety disorders. So, you know, I think people who worry about illnesses often tend to worry more generally about things. There's also a correlation with depression as well, and we're not sure which condition goes first. So people who worry about illnesses sometimes do get depressed because they're so paralysed by these fears, and that has an impact on their lives, which means they get they can get depressed about it, but also vice versa. If you're feeling depressed, then that can be a risk factor for worrying a lot and then worrying about illnesses as well.
It's really hard to know that sort of chicken or egg, which is causing which.
Correct.
Now, what treatments are available for people with illness anxiety disorder?
Well, the first line treatment that we would recommend is called cognitive behavioural therapy. So it's a skills-focused therapy that you can receive from sort of trained psychologists and psychiatrists. CBT you can generally access through specialist anxiety clinics or psychologists in private practice.
CBT has a really good kind of result with that, doesn't it? Because it's actually kind of helping challenge the behaviours that set off the anxiety.
Yeah, that's right. It challenges the behaviours. So we would be looking at cutting down the Googling. We'd try and teach people skills to cut down how much they're checking their body, because often, you know, people with illness anxiety get trapped in checking and monitoring their symptoms a lot, and that can be really debilitating. But also it helps them change the way that they're thinking about their symptoms as well. So it's a really effective therapy, and it can change people's lives. So it's a really positive thing to be accessing if you have this sort of condition.
And Jill, just finally, it sounded like when we started talking, you actually think we probably need a fair bit more research into illness anxiety disorder.
Yes, I think it's not many people are aware that this condition even exists. I think people that have it might know that they've got a problem, but might not even know the label for it. And there's very little research on illness anxiety. And that's in part being because the diagnostic criteria keep changing, but also because of the lack of awareness. So definitely we need to do more research to understand it and also understand how to cure it as well.
Jill, thanks so much for your time this morning.